This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We go live to the White House this morning as the fallout continues. Trump administration downplaying that group chat on Signal, mistakenly detailing military plans to a journalist. Karen Travers is joining us with the very latest. What did we hear yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday it was a lot of downplaying it, but also they were on the defensive about this, with Democrats really being aggressive up on Capitol Hill. Some calling for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to resign. We had Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence, and the CIA Director John Ratcliffe on Capitol Hill yesterday. They were really on the hot seat, taking a lot of questions about how this Signal chat was put together, whether there was classified information shared, what are the security concerns here. But at the White House, the message was there was no classified information on this. There were no war plans shared. And the president said that he has full confidence in Mike Waltz. He's standing by him, saying that Mike Waltz, the national security advisor, learned a lesson. The president said that the White House is going to look into how this happened. But notably, it's not going to be the FBI looking into this. It's going to be Waltz himself who will be tasked with handling that process, even though the president suggested that Jeffrey Goldberg, the reporter from The Atlantic, the editor, broke into the chat on his own. So interesting that it wouldn't be the FBI looking into how somebody crammed their way into a secure Signal chat like that. Later last night, Mike Waltz said that he takes full responsibility. He built the group, but he did leave open the possibility that he was duped and that Goldberg's contact information was in his phone under false pretenses.
I guess the question is, was the information classified or not? It seems to be in dispute.
Mm-hmm. The White House says there was no classified information that was released or put out on this Signal chat. Jeffrey Goldberg has said that they can say it wasn't war plans, but what Pete Hegseth put forward that morning of the strikes in Yemen was minute by minute account of what was going to happen with the strikes, including the targets. And he has not released details of the text, saying it was inappropriate given the context. But with the administration denying there was classified material, this is certainly putting pressure on him. And yesterday on a podcast, he suggested he might go through the proper channels to now release the text publicly. He said just because they're irresponsible with that material doesn't mean I'm going to be irresponsible with that material. He essentially has the receipts on this if he is saying that what they're claiming now is incorrect.
You know, interesting to note, though, that, you know, we're hearing kind of two sides of the coin. One in the story released Monday saying, well, I'm not going to share some of this information, could be very sensitive. You know, on the other hand, we heard yesterday out of Washington, there was no classified information yet. They're saying there's no classified information, but they're not sharing what information is there. If it's unclassified, we still don't know it.
Yeah, a lot of questions about that yesterday. We have a briefing today at the White House, but, you know, there were questions to the president. You know, if you're saying there wasn't classified information, just release all of it. There are questions to Gabbard and Ratcliffe during that hearing yesterday. If there was no classified information, they should put up the whole text chain then. There should be no issues with it. Also, you know, the fact that it was about targets that were hit, does that make it not an issue now since the strike was carried out? That was notable to hear the White House trying to deflect yesterday and put the focus on the fact that the strikes against the Houthi targets were successful.
All right, Karen, thank you for joining us with this update. Karen Travers, live at the White House.